Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Love having you inside the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Ready for another amped up show. Chasing your dream, baby. Motivation, inspiration, the sense of empowerment. May I ask a favor of you, my friend? Would you go into the iTunes app and leave a rating for the show if you have not done it already? I get a lot of people that leave a review like, oh my God, for 5 years I meant to leave a review for this podcast. Sam keeps asking. I'm just doing it right now. Sorry, Sam. Hey, no worries. I appreciate you doing it. Look, I know you don't have to, but if you don't mind, and you haven't left a 5-star rating for the show and a nice little comment, do so. Go into iTunes, leave a review. It just helps the show get noticed, and all the great reviews help. Certainly doesn't hurt, right? So I want to talk today about your comfort zone. I'm guilty of this a lot as well. We all like to get comfortable. We reach a certain plateau. We find some success, and then we stay there. Because why would you ruin a good thing? You know, if something's working, why would you want to push it or, you know, press it or try to get more? Like, why can my mommy say, why can't you just be satisfied with what you have, Sam? And it's not that I'm not. I think there's a difference. Let's talk about the difference between satisfaction and gratitude, okay? You never want to be ungrateful, but I think being unsatisfied is almost a requirement to being successful, especially as an entrepreneur, somebody who pushes and pushes and pushes. It doesn't mean you don't acknowledge the blessings that you have. It means that you are just not going to stand, you know, still and accept what you got right now. You know, maybe you developed one product or maybe you got your first client, whatever that represents to you. For me, here's an example. I remember back when I got my very first speaking gig out on my own. It was 2006. I was in a cubicle. Remember the story. Okay. I had to go back to the job I was working at, blah, 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 making 100 grand. I was making 30 grand. It was horrible. I mean, it's embarrassing, humiliating, all that stuff, but I would not be recording this show right now had I not gone through all that. And I just posted actually a great photo on my Instagram. So if you're checking it out, December 6th would be the date. And it has, my Instagram is at Every Day is Saturday. Make sure you're following that. It's really motivational. It's all about you, just motivating you. And there's a photo of a dog. I think it's a dog with one arrow in it, just like laying down. And then you got another bigger dog looking at him. He's got like 50 arrows in. And the what that symbol represents, that dog with one arrow, that used to be you. And now that dog, like one arrow would take you out of the game. Somebody says something or you go through some hardship, some adversity, that takes you out of the game. Now you're walking around with all these arrows and it doesn't even bother you. Like you could run a marathon with all those arrows. Why? Because you developed it. You developed that thick skin, that tough skin, and those arrows slung at you every day. They don't even bother you anymore. So you don't feel them. They sting a little bit. You bleed a little bit, but you're continuing to move on. And that is somebody who is unsatisfied with just where they are right now. For some people, you're 10 grand a month. You're not satisfied. Other people I've coached, they're making 100 grand a month. They're just not satisfied. They want to do more. They want to lend more significance to their lives. And for other people, you're making $100 a month and you're definitely not satisfied. And so wherever that, there's not a dollar amount that represents dissatisfaction. It's inside of you. It's that internal GPS you got that says, man, I got to move. I can't keep staying where I'm at right now. I got to push myself. I really do need to get outside my comfort zone, which I think that is a really overused term. You got to get outside your comfort zone. You know, all the greatness happens outside your comfort zone. It does. That's actually a very true statement. I think it just gets overused a lot. I think you got to really decide between, are you grateful for where you are right now? Look, you can be grateful for where you are and be in a bankruptcy like I was. I was grateful that where I live in the United States, there were laws to protect people who made a stupid decision. And I took advantage of the Chapter 13 law, which allows you to pay back 10% of all your debt that you owed. and you're relieved of 90%, and it sounds sexy, right? Well, that stays on your credit report 7 years, and you can't get any credit cards. They all got to be prepaid. It sucks, man. It sucked. But you know what? About 2 years into that bankruptcy, after I filed bankruptcy October 11, 2005. Funny how I know that date. My third daughter was born October 5th. I had three kids under the age of five in a bankruptcy. It was horrible. But what that represented to me, about 2 years after that, 2007, I started getting credit cards again. Isn't that crazy? They were prepaid, but they built my credit. And then around 2010, the bankruptcy was still on my report. However, I was now getting Capital One and Visa and MasterCard and all these offers back in the mail again, and they would give me a minimal $500 line of credit, but then I would charge and pay it off, all within 30 days, charge and pay it off, because I knew the guy, I know how credit cards, trust me, I have forgotten more about how credit works than most people ever know. I know that sounds like an arrogant statement. It is not. It's just that you can manipulate your score right back up to 750, and it doesn't take that long to do. Anyway, this isn't a credit card or credit scoring or credit repair class, but I want to let you know anything's possible. You can rebound from anything. So even that bankruptcy where I started, I wasn't certainly satisfied with being there, but I was very grateful that I lived in a country where the laws would allow me to have a second chance if I continued to pay back 10% of what I owed. Then I could get myself back on my feet. And before you knew it, it was 2012 and it was off my credit report and we're right back to 750 on the credit score. And it felt like snapping your fingers that quickly is what had happened. So there's three kinds of people in this world. They're either going into a crisis, they're in the middle of one, or they're coming out of one. And those that don't admit any of that, it's just their ego talking. What I'm speaking to you today is about your gratitude and your satisfaction. Don't ever be satisfied with where you are. You could always do more. But don't ever be ungrateful for where you are, even if that finds you in currently bad health, bad finances, bad relationships. You are there in that season of your life for a reason, and there's a lesson you need to learn from that. There's a lesson that if you're willing to learn, it's going to be taught to you, and it's going to make you a better person and make you a whole ton of money if you can just focus on what is the lesson inside of this that I'm supposed to really be listening to right now. And only you know the answer to that question, and then don't ever be satisfied for where you are. So be grateful. Don't be satisfied. Get outside your comfort zone. I do believe that. I do believe that term. I do believe that, you know, in 2006, I got that very first speaking gig at Kenwood Country Club. It scared the living crap out of me here in Cincinnati. And the funny thing about it was I thought I was speaking to a group of people there. I didn't know what exactly I was getting myself into. He found me on the internet, found the podcast. Yes, still. After 12 years, still the number one source of leads for my business is this podcast, all right? Made me millions of dollars. And back in 2006, he found the podcast, listened to it, and brought me in to speak. And who I ended up speaking to was the organization, and a lot of them were the grounds crew, didn't speak English at all. So here's a guy, you know, this Yankee coming in to speak about some fired up, motivational, every day of Saturday talk to a group of people, don't even speak English. You know what? You know what the funny thing was? I mean, I was scared out of my mind. I'd never spoken in front of people before, not getting paid to do it. And I was scared out of my mind. And when I found out that I was pretty much the only one in the room speaking English, it scared me even more. Like, I almost wanted to leave. I'm like, dude, you can't leave. You've been preparing. And I prepared forever for this. And so I got up and I gave the most impassioned 1 hour motivational speech I could possibly say. And with a few slides to back me up, but not a lot, maybe 10 PowerPoint slides at the most, mainly just photos of my life, and I got a standing ovation. And these are from people who didn't speak English. You know why? Because passion is the universal language of success. I really believe that. When you speak from the heart and people get that, you're going to get a standing ovation. And the reason you're going to get it is because they can feel it. They can sense that authenticity. They can sense your gratitude. And they can also sense that you're not satisfied. Like, you want more, not only for yourself, but for them. And when you put the focus on them, that's when it really becomes magical. The best speakers are the ones who realize that the least important person in the room is the speaker. The most important person in the room is the audience. So who's your audience? And what message are you trying to get out there? And what are you trying to drive? What movement are you trying to launch? I want to help you launch that movement. Just shoot me a message. Hit me up on Instagram, at Every Day is Saturday. Let me know. Send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Tell me what your message is, and the what you want to get out there to the world, and I'll help you do it, okay? And here's the difference. Satisfaction and gratitude. Make sure you are very clear. Don't ever, ever be satisfied with where you are, but always be grateful for where you are. I hope that makes sense. And yeah, get outside your comfort zone. Do something for the first time again. There's something you did many years ago that you haven't done in a while, and it's going to feel like the first time you did it. Go do it. You know, be crazy, get messy. You know, it doesn't need to be perfect. All of that stuff, it just doesn't need to be perfect. Perfection is never going to happen, and it's never been rewarded. What gets rewarded is courage and authenticity. All right, so get outside your comfort zone, man. Do something again for the first time. Let me know you did it. Would love to hear from you. I'm always on Instagram at everydayisSaturday. Shoot me an email. Let me know you're listening to the show. However we got to communicate, let me know you're listening. Let me know what your dream is. And by the way, if you don't mind, get on to iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating for the podcast. I'd appreciate it. And yes, I'm not satisfied with the number of downloads we got right now, but I'm very grateful for you listening to the show and continuing to support this message. All right. And, of course, what's next? Oh, I know. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.